This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody, Iowa.
Here.
It's a revolution, Jane. Millions of people. If we have a good turnout, we can win Iowa. Hello, thank you.
Oh, my God, Mr. Bernie Sanders. Oh, I'm your biggest fan. Listen, I'm telling you, I'm feeling the burn.
That's okay.
What do you mean? You don't think so? Shake my hand.
You coughed into your hand. Don't shake it after a cough.
No, I didn't. Shake my hand.
Oh, no. You specifically coughed into your hand. I saw it.
No, I didn't.
Come on, Mr. Sanders. Don't be rude. Shake my wife's hand.
Sorry, I'm not being rude. She's the one who's being rude by offering a German-fested hand.
German-fested hand? Is that right? I'm a voter is what I am, Bernie.
German-fested hand. I am running for president. I do not shake disgusting hands.
Oh, my God.
It's so much the love fest on Saturday Night Live. Hysterical bit. And, you know, what James Hurston was referring to, it did turn into kind of a Bernie infomercial on Saturday Night Live. So what a boost for the burn, huh?
Yeah, definitely. He, everybody's favorite person right now, so...
It's, I know, who would have thought, you know, everything's turned upside down. You know, old school has become new school, and, you know, Hillary's on the outside. Well, what happened to me, you know? Do I need some Botox or something, you know, to kind of make me look a little younger and relate? She just cannot seem to gain traction no matter what she does. And, of course, she's only looking forward to, you know, getting out of New Hampshire and, you know, and staying out of an orange jumpsuit, as some have suggested, right?
Well, she probably should be. Well, she should be worried about the orange jumpsuit. I mean, she's broken a lot of rules, and there's been no answers for it, other than her saying, "Well, you know, well, Colin Paul did it," and there wasn't a rule when Colin Paul did it, though. So.
That was kind of flimsy when she threw that back and saying, well, you know, hey, if you're going to come after me, you better go after everybody else. Well, you know, that's not the way it worked for Bernie Madoff. They went after Bernie Madoff, and that's who they got, right? And and they're still saying, hey, there's many more. They know that this is the tip of the iceberg. But, you know, until another attorney general needs a big win, they'll go after somebody else. And, you know, kind of Bernie was handed to them anyway.
We had the clip yesterday where she acted like she has been a subject of unnecessary criticism for years. And that's not the case. Look at everybody that puts themselves into the public eye. Eventually, everybody in the public eye gets criticized.
Yeah.
You got a guy like Peyton Manning, who, I mean, he's in the public eye, and eventually he was criticized. He was criticized after the Super Bowl when he walked off the field against the Saints without congratulating Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. He was he's now in the middle of the HGH stuff and things like that. So if you're going to be out in the public eye, you have to be willing to.
You're going
to
be scrutinized.
You're going to be scrutinized.
No doubt. Exactly. No, you're exactly right, and especially with Hillary, because it's not like the Clintons don't give you plenty enough to talk about, right? I mean, there's always something, and you know, we've had this conversation with Sarah Westwood with Washington Examiner several times that, you know, this slow drip torture of these emails, and you know, you got emails, you got Benghazi, and of course she says, well, Benghazi, you know, here they've had, you know, she's been exonerated in so many cases. I maybe missed the memo. I didn't hear exoneration on Benghazi, but she claims it has been and made it into a political deal, that it's all about what Trey Gowdy's trying to do, you know, do to her, like you say, put her under scrutiny. Well, they're just asking some questions, and I think they're questions that many Americans want to know. And hey, guess what? about, on top of that, you decided to run for president. So now, hey, let's just keep the questions coming, and we'll see if we get a straight answer, I guess. Well, this is Bill Martinez. We're live at just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, now coming to you in over 270 markets across these United States and around the world via the shortwave. So good to have you along with us as we continue to fight the good fight. It is an honor to have back with us. I was telling her earlier, this is getting to be an annual event for her and I that we hook up on the radio. Kate Walsh is widely known for her starring role as Dr. Addison Montgomery on the ABC drama Private Practice, a spinoff of the hit show Grey's Anatomy, where Kate made her first appearance back in 2005. The enormous success of her character on Grey's led ABC, along with writer and creator Shonda Rhimes, to create a spinoff based solely on her character. Addison, and Kate Walsh is with us right now. Welcome, Kate Walsh. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. You're in New York today, huh?
I am. I'm here for the Women's Day Red Dress Awards with Coco Bia.
Wow, what a special event, and of course, it's only fitting that it would be today because today's Chocolate Day around the nation. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Is it?
Yeah, today is the official Chocolate Day. Believe it or not.
Are you just making that up?
No, I wish. I'm not that smart, Kate. But thank you for giving me some credit. But no, it's actually officially Chocolate Day.
Okay, well, good. Well, how apropos.
Right.
Because I've got this great, well, Coco Bia is sponsoring the Red Dress, Women's Day Red Dress Awards, the main sponsor this year, and I'm here with them, and it's super exciting because it's something I've wanted to participate in for a number of years, but my schedule just couldn't permit, so it was great to be here. I feel very grateful to be here this year with Coco Bia because they did actually, you know, they say chocolate is good for you in moderation, a little bit of dark chocolate every day, but what Coco Bia is a supplement it's been researched for 20 years now how to extract all the good stuff basically from the cocoa bean, which are the cocoa flavanols, and that's the stuff that really does actually help heart health, brain function, and lung function, everything, because it helps with blood flow and circulation. So Coco Bia has got this supplement. It's in a capsule form or in powders. I like the powder form. I like the dark chocolate powder form. Mm-hmm. I put it in my protein shakes or mix it with almond milk. You can put it in coffee if you want it. Or in water. It's just really it's really powerful, and it's a great way to take care of your heart.
Well, Kate, I want to make sure our audience understands that the Women's Day Red Dress Awards is all tied in with the American Heart Association, and you've been standing up, you know, to help women lead vibrant and healthy lives. This is about helping women gain some awareness about their hearts. February is American Heart Month, and with heart disease as the number one killer of women, and a lot of people, you know, it's one of those things, as active as everybody is, that we're just really not paying attention to, and you want to bring a spotlight to that.
That's right. right. It is, sadly, heart disease is the number one killer of women annually, and it's just, and it doesn't manifest the way, you know, like when a woman has a heart attack, it can have just myriad different manifestations, where men, it's a sharp pain in the chest and arm, and but with women, it can just feel like indigestion, it can be a little labored breathing, there's just, it can be disguised, and so heart health is hugely important for men and women, but particularly, I think that a lot of times just we've often associated heart disease or heart attacks with men, but it is very prevalent with women. So anything to keep the heart healthy and keep the arteries clear, and which is why cocoa via is so awesome, because it is, in fact, you know, these cocoa flavanols are really do promote to support healthy blood flow and circulation, which helps the arteries in turn, and your heart just function better. It helps with exercise, and it's a great supplement.
Exactly, Kate. Why is it that women are, you know, being the target these days? For heart disease.
I don't know exactly why. I wish I knew more in terms of exactly why. You'd have to talk to a real doctor.
But, well, I see. I'm looking at you as a doctor. See, that's how I respond to you.
I know. But diet is so key, and eating clean foods and healthy and in moderation, and balanced diet and exercise, and obviously cardiovascular exercise. I know cardiovascular exercise. It's sort of the last thing I've always wanted to do. It is hugely important for heart health too, and so that's this all goes hand in hand with clean heart health, with supplements and exercise and diet, just like with men. But I don't know why exactly it's the number one killer for women.
Exactly. Well, I understand. Well, it's only fitting, you know, this month being American Heart Month. I mean, it's Valentine's Day right smack dab in the middle. And chocolate is, you know, women always like to get chocolate, but why not give them some good, healthy chocolate this Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, the Cocoa Via supplement, it's in a powdered form. And like I said, it comes in a capsule or in a powder. And there's chocolate flavored. It's unsweetened. I like the unsweetened. Like I said, I put in almond milk or in a smoothie. And then there's, if you're one of the very few who don't like chocolate, there's a cranberry raspberry flavor as well. But it's, you know, in fact, you know, even though I do enjoy a little piece of dark chocolate, you'd have to eat so many chocolate bars to get the same amount of nutrients in one of these, in this supplement, in one serving of Cocoa Via.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Just impossible to get the good stuff without getting a ton of sugar.
Right, I know. Yeah.
Chocolate bars. So it's a great addition, I think, to anybody's diet.
Well, Kate, just a little sidebar here. We're going to take advantage of you being on with us. What's lying shortly ahead for Kate Walsh in your career?
Well, I did a show last year called Bad Judge for NBC. It was on for 13 episodes, and I developed that with Adam McKay at Gary Sanchez at his company. And Adam is, you may know him, he's currently nominated for an Oscar for The Big Short this year. And so he and I are developing another half-hour TV show, probably for cable. And then I've got a couple other things, a mobile talk show idea that's so that will be in production sometime in 2016. And, so I'm producing a couple other things and then just reading scripts, trying to find the next great thing for me to do right away. So we'll see.
Well, have a great time tonight at the Women's Day Red Dress Awards. A great time to honor women and keep up the good fight and looking out on their behalf on this American Heart Month. And where can people go and find out more information about Cocoa Via?
CocoaVia.com, and it's CocoaVia.com. CocoaVia.com, and you can find out, you can get it online, you can get it at your local grocer too.
Well, Kate Walsh, Dr. Addison Montgomery from ABC's Grey's Anatomy has been our guest. Always great to have her with us. Kate, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much for having me.
What great fun to visit with Kate Walsh. Scott, this is the second time that she's been on with us, and really enjoy. What a delightful lady, and just so much fun. Of course, we all remember her as Dr. Addison Montgomery on Private Practice.
which was the spinoff of the hit show Grey's Anatomy, where Walsh first made her appearance back in 2005. During her two seasons on Grey's Anatomy, the show received a SAG Award for Best Ensemble in 2007 and received ensemble nominations from both the Screen Actors Guild and the Hollywood Foreign Press Association in 2006 and 2008. Kate Walsh on Bill Martinez Live. Stay right where you are, America. We've got a lot more coming up. It's just about 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Are you got to hear this guitar lick. It is just unbelievable. Don't you just love Eric Clapton? Had a chance, my son and I were at, I guess, the Honda Center in Anaheim and saw Eric Clapton live. And unbelievable when this cut, you know, he plays Layla. Just fans are going crazy, and the buzz and the energy just is instantly jettisoned. It's most incredible. But surely I digress, and only for a moment, because it is time to talk about the Zika virus. And with us right now is Carolyn Bessel. Carolyn is a she's an entrepreneur, an inventor, and a developer of an organic non-GMO tasty vitamin C drink, I might add. And we're going to be visiting with her and you know, talking about the Zika virus. Carolyn, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Wonderful. Good to have you on with us. Well, a little bit of history on the Zika virus. I guess it was first discovered in Uganda. It seems like so many of these rare diseases are found in Africa. But in 1947, the Zika virus was known mostly as a short-lived and mild illness. In 2015, that all changed. An outbreak in Brazil is suspected of causing cases of a serious birth defect, microcephaly, and a potentially crippling disease, which Betsy McCoy had talked about earlier with us, Guillain-Barré syndrome as well. As a mosquito-borne illness spreads across Americas, scientists are trying to figure out what illnesses the virus is truly responsible for and why more people are getting sick. And, you know, the thing that we're concerned about, and I'm sure you as well, Carolyn, being a person that is focused on health, you know, for all people, is it would seem that this administration and the CDC here in this country is somewhat casual about this.
Actually, I think that I think a lot of us are being, a tremendous fear is being instilled in us. You just said something that's very true. This is the first time that Zika has been linked to microcephaly. It's been around for a very, very long time. It seems that the people of India are immune to it. Mm-hmm. And basically the reason for this is they say that they're the healthier people in India, and happens to be one of the healthiest civilizations in the world. They're immune to it. They don't get it. Mm-hmm. Again, although it's recently been linked to microcephaly, which is terrible, and it only has been affecting pregnant women, it's a very manageable disease or virus. Basically, the symptoms are very, you know, basic, just like you would get with any other virus, you know, mild aches and pains, you know, flu-like symptoms.
Rather flu-like,
mild.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you're really not a pregnant woman, there's really no reason to be overly concerned. And, you know, once you've, if you do contract the virus, you know, you're kind of immune to it for the rest of your life. So I think the question needs to be asked, how do we do our best to avoid getting the virus? Mm-hmm. And I think the scientists really have to look into why it's suddenly causing microcephaly. But, you know, a lot of people are not in that position where they're not going to get pregnant. And if they are, there are precautions that they can take. Mm-hmm. To avoid it.
Let me stop you real quick, only to ask you, because I want to make sure people are following with us. They hear microcephaly, and you know what is that? And I want to make sure they follow us here. So explain to them microcephaly, what that means.
It's a neurological disorder. These babies are being born with smaller heads, and it's affecting, you know, their entire development. So it's really, really a terrible birth defect. And, you know, again, we're really not sure why all of a sudden this is happening. And it's definitely happening. But there's some other, I mean, it's being linked to Zika, but I am sure that there's something else going on, because Zika is a cousin to dengue fever. You know, it's just been around. I mean, this is not new.
Well, and speaking of dengue fever, they're reporting on the Big Island an outbreak of dengue fever.
You know,
of Hawaii is what I'm referring to.
You'll see this in the rainforest in general. You get deeper into that, you know, studies have shown that as we ebb away at the rainforest, it's a natural barrier between, between our immune, you know, between us and the animals in the rainforest. They're not suffering.
Right.
The rainforests are disappearing, and it's really a tragedy. And that's also been a potential cause why these mosquitoes are getting everywhere. But again, you know, we can't, you know, as just people, it's very difficult to just avoid getting bit by a mosquito. I mean, we could do, obviously we don't want stagnant water around. We should use, natural mosquito repellent. But again, it's a bite, and we may or may not catch it, but we're catching viruses all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the common cold is a virus.
Exactly.
Once you have it, you never get it again. You'll get another one, but you won't get that particular virus. So we just really have to focus on what can we do for ourselves and empower ourselves to keep our immune system strong and really look at India as a culture and say, well, why are they not suffering from this?
Exactly. That's the question I was going to ask is, okay, India is the standard bearer. What are they doing that we're not?
Well, you know, again, I don't have all the answers, but we do know that they're a very healthy civilization. Their diet is incredibly healthy. They're doing everything right. So, we have to look at food as medicine. You know, they're getting the nutrients that they need to keep their body strong, to prevent themselves from getting ill. I mean, I don't know if it gets more complicated than that. And again, there's other things going on with Zika that we don't know, and I'm not pretending to know at all. But all I know is we can only do what we can do. We can panic, and freak out.
Hey, I brought you on so we wouldn't panic, okay? You are the non-panic person, so calm us down here. So that's why we need you here, Carolyn, so you can help us understand what we need to do, as you say, take our responsibility. Let's fortify ourselves based on what we know and what we're dealing with here in America. We're not India. This is the United States, so, okay, go ahead.
I know, I'm so sorry. I look at the swine flu as the situation that just rings a bell. There was such panic a couple of years ago. I mean, the swine flu was here to stay. It was going to get worse and worse. People were waiting online to get vaccinated. There was complete and utter panic. Well, what happened to it?
Yeah, exactly.
So I feel like, listen, there is something going on. I don't want to minimize it, but, again, it's really pregnant women right now that we have to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And knowledge is power. So they have to, obviously they're going to have to be more careful. But for all of us, it's really, really important that we do whatever we can to boost our immune system and look at, what is fundamentally lacking in most of our immune systems. And I always bring it back to vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
I feel like we are just, it's just terrible how deficient we are in this super important vitamin, and it sounds so simple.
Why has that fallen off from our diet so much, Carolyn?
Good question. I mean, I guess it kind of boils down to fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, that's where we're getting, our vitamin C from, fruits and vegetables and obviously high-quality dietary supplements. And, most of us are not getting enough. And again, I always say, it's part of my standard spiel, that 25 to 45 million years ago, due to a gene mutation, we are no longer able to make our own vitamin C. In contrast, all animals on the face of this earth make their own vitamin C, with the exception of three species, humans being one of them. So a 150-pound animal, okay, we can equate that to a human, a 150-pound animal naturally makes 15,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day and more in times of stress. Now, if you look at a 150-pound male, they make about FDA says all they need is 90 milligrams, and a 150-pound woman only needs 75 milligrams. So there's a problem here.
Right. Yeah, somebody's numbers are off. Well, it's the government math again. When they talk about unemployment, anything comes out of the beltway, it's always kind of strange. So much for Common Core and the new math. It is messed up. But the reality is we need a lot more vitamin C than what, our government officials are telling us, right?
Absolutely. And we know if we don't get enough vitamin C, we'll die of scurvy, obviously. But
right.
We just need a little bit of vitamin C to actually stay alive and keep us sick.
Right.
So if you look at the lions and the tigers and all the animals.
We only got about 15 seconds left here, Carolyn. I'm sorry. We're running out of time here.
They're not catching the common cold. They're not catching things. And that is really why we created sufficiency.
Exactly. Make sure you eat well, avoid sugar, stay hydrated, get plenty of rest, and load up on vitamin C. Carolyn Vessel, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Carolyn.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D?
switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The best of Bill Martinez Live.
Whether we are rich or poor.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, coming at you once again. Thank you for joining the team here at 28 minutes before the top of the family. I say before the top of the hour. I was thinking thanks for joining the family. And all of a sudden it just got conversed, but or reversed or whatever. I guess I just have to stay calm. And that's why we've got Beverly Flaxington with us. You know, she's coming to us from Massachusetts. And we were just talking about all the shell shock that they've had to go through with New Hampshire and being carpet bombed with all the political ads. And so now everybody gets to calm down a little bit, right, Beverly?
You know, Bill, we are able to make much better decisions and think a lot more clearly if we're calm. It's unfortunate most people don't know how to get to that state.
Well, yeah, and that's so true. I mean, there's nothing like having peace in your life. It offers you some balance. It's when we, you know, we're a little one-sided. I thought it was interesting, you know, when, you know, Peyton Manning was asking, and of course they had to ask him, you know, right after the game, are you going to retire? And he quoted his old mentor, Tony Dungy, said, do not make a decision in a time of emotion, right?
And I think it's so poignant because it's negative emotion as well as positive emotion. So I'm really glad that he did highlight that. When you're on top of the world, you also don't want to make those kind of decisions. And the thing is, Bill, as you know, physiologically, you know, our body's taken over. Our blood pressure might be going up. Our heart is pounding. You know, we're not thinking clearly. And unfortunately, that is the time that people then move to action, and it's unfortunately why we then have to go back and make another decision.
Exactly. Yeah, we just complicate our lives so unnecessarily, and especially it would seem that type A personalities, if I can use that generalization, we have a tendency to get ourselves more in trouble because we're so much about getting it done.
And when you are, you know, leading head first and moving forward constantly, you can end up banging into a wall or two along the way, and it's so unnecessary, isn't it?
Boy, though, you've keyed on something that's so important, Bill, and that's that we do all have our different, we call it behavioral styles. So some people are results-oriented. We call them the shoot first, aim later, and
right.
don't ever ask questions. And so, you know, if you are that type of person where you just, you know, like you feel better, right, if you think you're just moving forward, you're getting something done, you're getting to that result. But unfortunately, it is where then we have to, you know, to have those do-overs sometimes because we haven't had that clarity of thought to know what's right.
And, you know, and some of this happens in, you know, for me anyway, Beverly, and not necessarily trying to impose myself on it, but, you know, I have to settle my day from the very beginning. I've got to, you know, take a look and say, okay, what is the forecast? What's going to happen today? Oh, I'm going to talk with Beverly Flaxington. So I know if I get riled up, she has a very calming tone about her. So she's going to calm me down. But you know what I'm saying is that I'm looking out forward in the day and saying, okay, what can I anticipate? Knowing that, you know, there's always some nice surprises that come along the way, good and bad.
I like that advice, and the other thing that I encourage people to do, Bill, is because sometimes then we find ourselves in the midst of it, you know, so things are coming at us, the unexpected call comes in, something's going on with one of your children, or, you know, colleague says, hey, you're behind on this, and so what can happen is we find ourselves advancing quickly, so now I'm moving fast, so I had my great plan, but now here I am, you know, I'm in motion. And it's really seeing ourselves doing that and deliberately catching ourselves, taking that deep breath, and then calming down. You know, that is something that we don't do when we're in the midst of it.
Exactly. Like a dog barking. I mean, that could be a trigger, couldn't it?
It could absolutely be a trigger. It's funny. I was going to say that a lot of this comes from, you know, learning some of this myself. I mean, I run a business. I teach college. I'm a mom to three. I do a lot of rescue work, so you're hearing a lot of my charges here.
Yes, right.
And I used to find myself, you know, what's next? And in the midst of it, though, being able to take that deep breath and say, you know what? I can do one thing at a time. Let me focus on what that one thing is. It is amazing how that stress can absolutely fall away, and you then can just focus on that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how well it works? There's my Brady completely calm and sitting
exactly.
next to me and just, you know.
Just wanted to know where Mom was at. That's all. I understand.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I like, you know, you know, in reading your book, Self-Talk for a Calmer You, you know, some people say, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't get caught talking with myself. Well, maybe not in public and not real obviously. But, you know, it's the self-talk that you have, the words that we say that are so powerful, and they set the table for you at any given point in time. So if you panic and you're worried about the dog barking and the self-talk says, dog's barking, you know, I'm being disturbed and we're here on this national radio show and Bill's going to kill me. Or if we just say, hey, it's all good, you know, we love life and this is all part of life, and you just kind of settle in, you breathe a moment, and hey, you and I get to have fun, and the dog just kind of
calm, Bill, but after you said that, now my anxiety that's right, national radio with Bill.
Yes, right, exactly. But no problem. I mean, no pressure. I mean, the dog is nationally acclaimed now, you know, so it's okay. But, you know.
But it's such a key, but that's the thing, right? Because it really is about the words. You know, we can choose to use words. I can say, you know what, Bill's one of these guys where he's going to actually take a situation like that, laugh about it, we'll move on. And if I say that to myself, I'm calm, I can calm the situation. But if I sit here and say, oh my goodness, you know, this is so embarrassing, this is terrible, what am I going to do, I have to, all of a sudden my whole physiology changes. And this is what I think people aren't aware of, is that words are so powerful. It doesn't matter whether they're the ones we say out loud or they're the ones we say to ourselves. It really changes how we then act.
Exactly. And I think we take that so for granted, and especially, you know, speaking of the political season, a lot of words are flying around, and you see things and you see the net effect of them. You know, quite interesting, just a sidebar here, is that words that Chris Christie used the other night in the debate pummeled Marco Rubio, which he took responsibility for. But, you know, but the thing is that after it was all said and done, it's like it didn't help Christie. It almost killed him, I think. Yeah, he's pretty much gone, I think.
You know, and I have to be honest with you. I get so distressed, you know, watching what it is that's going on in the political scene, because we really do seem to be moving to so much divisiveness. I mean, I think that's an understatement, right?
Right,
but,
exactly.
You know, the vitriol and the anger and the hatred, quite frankly, as opposed to, you know, we are all in this together. It doesn't mean that we don't have different ideas about how to fix things and what to do. But at the end of the day, we are in this together. And
exactly.
So those words that fly, you know, it's really hard to come back from it because it paints the picture of someone. And now, you know, everything they say then, you know, this is the way it works, right? Anything that comes out of his Rubio's mouth from now on, you paint with that brush because you've
exactly.
heard that. Oh, there you go. There
right.
it is again.
Mm-hmm.
And so we look at it through that filter.
Without a doubt. And Beverly, I'm like you. I'm hoping for a leader that will calm us down, right, and bring the disparate sides. And it's going to be tough because we've been conditioned for a number of years. And this is what we need to realize as well, even within ourselves. We've been so conditioned to do these things that work against us. So what it may be for you in terms of, you know, being calmer and really being aware of your self-talk, this might be a new training method for you. And like anything, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run. It is a process. And this country, if we're going to be unified, we're going to have to go through the process. It's a little awkward at first. And I think that, you know, first knocking down those barriers, those walls of political correctness are helpful. And realize that on the other side, hey, look, that person kind of looks like me. They just think a little bit different. But, you know, hey, we're kind of like in this, like you say, like we're in this together. And I'm hopeful for you that we're going to have somebody, a leader, rise up out of all this that could bring the disparate sides together. But it's going to be a process, no doubt, just like, you know, trying to be calm and using self-talk, you know, for a calmer you, right?
I'm just going to only end that with a big amen, Bill.
Well, Beverly, always good to have you with us. Beverly's a Psychology Today blogger, certified hypnotherapist, personal and career coach, entrepreneur, college professor. You heard it. I mean, you know, she's taking care of dogs. Everybody's happy. We're all calmer as a result. This is why we love to have Beverly Flaxington on Bill Martinez Live. Beverly, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, bloods, wasteoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
I thought they were talking about Bernie Sanders there. I don't know. Dweebies, dudes, you're so righteous. Hey, Bill Martinez here with you, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bethany Blankley is with us, and it's good to have her. We're going to be talking about a rather interesting article that she wrote about Islam's contribution to the world. Let me give you a little bit about her background. She holds a graduate, undergraduate degrees in theology and political science, senior editor for Constitution.com, and her syndicated show, America's Betrayal, can be heard on Conservative Review Radio, WAAR Radio. Bethany, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to discuss, Islam. So much still misunderstood about this religion. Our president, who I thought should go a long way in helping us understand, has only seemed to confuse the matter all the more. And I just say should help us because clearly he has had a background in the Muslim faith. Now, some people want to argue and say, well, he is a Muslim. You know, why do you say that? And I said, well, you got to go by what he says. He says he's a Christian. Okay, all right. So, but clearly he's had upbringing in the Muslim faith. And you would think that he would help us understand. But some of the narrative in which he presents in talking about Islam, we remember, all these great contributions he talked about. But, let's find out. What is the truth here, Bethany?
Well, I think it is important to go by what people say, but also, and more importantly, what they do or what they don't do. Mm-hmm. And one important aspect to understand Islam is that it's required in the Quran to lie on different levels to non-believers, depending on the phase of Islam that's being implemented. And if you go to my website at BethanyBlankley.com, I go through the three phases of Islam, which we are seeing happening right now in Europe and in America, especially even in Minneapolis right now.
Exactly.
With immigrants, refugees, and all of this discussion about Islam.
When Barack Obama says he is a Christian, he's using what is known as taqiyya. Taqiyya is Quran-sanctioned defeat. Barack Obama is most certainly a Muslim. When you understand what he's doing in terms of destroying Syria and the Middle East and creating a quote-unquote refugee crisis, which is really something much more, it's much more subversive than that. It's really what Muslims understand as hijra, and hijra is migration, which is a form of civilization jihad. When you see all of these quote-unquote refugees, they are not women and children who are starving. They are young, healthy men. This is part of hijra. So the column that I wrote about Islam's contribution to the world is to educate people on, well, what are Islamic countries contributing to the world? And a lot of times, especially when I speak publicly, I try to differentiate between Islam and Muslims. Because Islam is an evil ideology, it's totalitarian, it is oppressive, it's worse than Nazism, it's worse than Stalinism, it's worse than fascism. But Muslims, the majority of whom, and this is what is part of what's in the column, is that the majority of Muslims are incredibly poor, they're illiterate, and half of the women, especially in the Arab countries, cannot read or write. And I think it's important for, especially for people to understand that women and children are the most, are victims. They are enslaved. Mm-hmm. And if they could read or write, and if they could get a job, and if they could have a different opportunity, they would leave.
Exactly.
But they're trapped.
Exactly. Well, you know, what you're pointing out here, Bethany, is that kind of the perfect storm. America is so duped and ripe for deception because of political correctness and the conditioning that we've gone through over the last several decades. And on the other hand, you have the Muslim population because of their poverty and lack of education. I mean, you're talking control here, and you have a diabolical agent such as Islam coming in. I mean, we're ripe for the picking on both sides.
Yes. And the sad thing is, you know, these countries are not creating jobs. And I'm using statistics from a Muslim scholar that were reported in 2005. So granted, they're 10 years old. Mm-hmm. But there were, out of 57 Islamic countries, these countries are the most poor in the world and the most illiterate. And their total GDP is less than $2 trillion. So they comprise about 22, probably 24% of the world's population. They only produce less than 5% of the global GDP.
Yeah. And put that in comparison with America, we're at, what, 19 trillion GDP, right?
Exactly. And so when you think about the fact that 60% of Muslims worldwide are illiterate, well, if you can't read or write, how can you contribute to building technology or an economy, or education, you know, so there are multiple aspects to this. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, to think about is that Muslims are not just Arabs, so you don't think about the Middle East. The number one, the country that has the most Muslims right now is Indonesia. Mm-hmm. Nigeria is up there. And so, you know, we're looking at a lot, I'm sure people in Minneapolis are aware, in terms of the Somalians or Nigerians or Africans who are Muslims that are coming to America. But also, I've had missionary friends in Michigan who are going into these areas that are mostly Muslim majority, and they're trying to educate the women in secret about their health care, birth control, their reading. They're teaching them how to read. And these are women who are adults. They're not little kids. They're adults, and they have to have permission from their husband to leave their home.
Exactly.
So when there are a lot of things that are happening, and I try to point out that there are incredible human rights abuses. So for Democrats or anyone who's saying we care about women's rights, then why are we not standing up for the women and children who are in these Islamic countries?
Exactly. And even in our own country and living under this kind of oppression, Bethany, again, I want people to understand here what we're sharing here is what is. They can make their own judgment on this. I mean, of course, we come at it from a Western worldview here, as some of us a biblical worldview in trying to understand Islam. So, and Muslim and the Muslim people here, not only in our country, but around the world. So as you paint this picture, this is a snapshot of what is, and it's up for them to decide. And I don't want them to think that we are Arab or Muslim bashing here right now. We're just reporting the facts, and this is, as you drew reference to a moment ago, is based on Islamabad writer Dr. Farooq Saleem in 2005, who presented these indisputable facts.
Yes. And there are also some YouTube videos of some of the moms who are, I think that they are in the Gulf, the imams, mm-hmm. and they're talking about, well, what do we produce as nations? What are we contributing? Are we building cars? Are we building, are we creating scientists? Even when you look at the nuclear technology and engineering that the United States has given to Iran, it's been American engineers, not Iranian. And, you know, so there are all of these, it's important, like, we talk about freedom in America. Mm-hmm. And so we want to help other people to be free. We want to liberate them from oppression. We want to liberate them from human rights abuses. Our Constitution protects women and girls from being forced into child marriage or into the sex trade. Mm-hmm. And so I think, for me, the call has been to say, listen, I'm unabashedly opposed to Islam, but I'm very much for and in favor of protecting the human rights of Muslims. Muslims are suffering at the hand of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important for people to understand, that there are victims in these communities, especially of women and children, who are subjugated to incredible violence that our laws protect them from.
Well, and the dangerous part that we have here is they're here in this country, as you say, and you point out in the three phases of Islam what is happening. I mean, this is a slow growth situation. Dr. Chuck Missler, who I know very well, has also talked about what happens when there are less than 5% of the population, and when they start reaching close to double digits, close to 10%, the attitude and the takeover of the local areas. I mean, we saw what happened in Paris, France. You have these no-go areas. I mean, how far away are we here in the United States from having what they would call as no-go areas, because they're so controlled by these radical Muslims?
Well, we already have no-go zones in America. Mm-hmm. We have no-go zones in Michigan. We have them in Minnesota. We have them in Brooklyn, New York. We have them. There are two towns right now in America that are completely Sharia compliant. One is called Islamburg, which is in upstate New York, or really midtown, mid-area New York in the Catskills. Yeah. And the other one is called Holy Islamville in South Carolina. These are completely Sharia-compliant towns. You go in there, this is their law. Their civil law is Sharia, which is just submission to Islam, which is submission to the Quran. And so there is a major danger of these groups radicalizing and teaching people how to kill or hurt Americans, but it's happening on American soil.
Exactly. And this is the thing that America needs to wake up to. And Bethany, I'm grateful for your hard work and your research and coming on the show here to point this out, because, you know, like you say, I think we have to grab America by the shoulders and say, look, you got to open your eyes up here and understand that our political officials, people that we've trusted in, are not watching out, you know, for our own, forget about national security. It's even domestic security and the things that are creeping here. And again, I refer you to Bethany's work on the three phases of Islam. Real quick, Bethany, where they can go for your website?
It's my full name, BethanyBlankley.com.
Bethany Blankley, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Bethany. Have a great day, America. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Bill Martinez Live.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.